settling yourself into a comfortable posture, yet also a posture that will be wakeful, especially given the afternoon and maybe there's some heat where you are, can be quite conducive to sleepiness. So you can always stand for a sitting or have some standing, some sitting. Remembering your lovely intentions for today, letting them guide you. A spirit of don't know mind as well, beginner's mind, with kindness. So just feeling body, breathing for a few moments, and then I'll begin the guidance. So as we sit, using a bit of imagery, having a sense of a sky, a vast sky in view. Perhaps you even can open your eyes for a moment and look out at some sky, or even have your eyes a wee bit upwards, as if taking in sky, a vast big view. Hearing Robert Bly's poem to help with this, looking at cloud banks below the plane window, he means airplane. Hills of cloud, mountains of mist below. What are they? Troll heads? Tufts of forgetfulness? Childhood stories, dreams of someone's death? Perhaps a burbling of blind affection. The clouds are affectionate creatures with their backs turned to us, crouched over a smiling landscape beneath. How different these tuffy bodies are from ours. They are secretive, but do not cling, and are not afraid of a storm, willing to dissipate in the wind. And so opening with our awareness to the sounds, noticing the sounds arising and passing, appearing and disappearing. In the vast landscape of a mind like sky. Not trying to look for any sounds, just opening to them and their changing nature. noticing two points of sensation in the body, like points of light, stars in a night sky, appearing and disappearing. Sounds, sensations arising and passing within a mind like sky. Thoughts and emotions, memories, perceptions, they too arise and pass like the clouds. Can we not cling to them? Can we let them move through like the clouds across the sky? Can we not be afraid of the storm of thoughts and emotions, sensations? Can we let them be willing to dissipate in the wind? Sounds come and go in the sky of the mind. Sensations too. Pinpoints of light in the sky of mind. Noticing how the body is actually not solid. It's just pinpoints of sensation coming and going, like stars in a night sky. Thoughts and emotions are no more solid than clouds coming and going in the sky of mind. sounds and sensations, thoughts and emotions, appearing and disappearing in a mind like sky. Take a look at your own mind. It holds all these things, but it's not composed of it, not composed of them. Take a look at your own mind. It is clear. It is transparent. It is not limited to any one thing, and yet it sees the universe. Approach your awareness with a mind like sky, where sounds come and go, sensations arise and disappear like pinpoints of light in a night sky, thoughts and emotions, perceptions, memories move through like clouds. Take a look at your own mind. It's vast, empty, like sky, like space. It beholds all things, but is not composed of them. And it knows the universe. appreciate the vastness and wonder of your own mind. Holds all things but is not composed of them. It beholds the universe. Little reading to end the practice, the heavens. Watching the night sky for the Pleiades meteor shower. From the back porch, nothing above but clouds and airplanes. Bug bites at our ankles, a sudden track of headlights against the house. Pet eyes peering out a window. Not a meteor in sight, I say aloud to my daughters and the nothingness above us. Both of them standing on the picnic table, leaning back into me like two armfuls of warm laundry, asking me about the night, wondering, what do stars look like up close? Where does the sky begin? How long does it take to get there? Well, I hold them next to me in a patch of backyard in America, my wristwatch illuminating the hour. My thoughts lost in the gap of time between this night and forever. The wonders beyond, the heavens so near, questions so simple, and the answers so far beyond my knowing.